it involved all of the political and civic leadership in the city, and it was a very frank and robust exchange. I think what is positive coming from the meeting is that the minister has certainly clarified and in my view, shifted his position in relation to, he has confirmed that he will now receive the business case for the expansion of McGee, which was ultimately what the city had been asking for all along. So I think it's clear and welcome that the minister has now agreed to receive that business case. We are all mindful that there's financial constraints across all of the departments, but that, you know, we were very clear that all we were asking for was a consensus on the business case and going forward, and I'm pleased to say we've got that confirmation from him. But that doesn't mean that we can be complacent or that we have much more to do in this, but I think what is very positive, and maybe perhaps the minister didn't realise that he was going to get such a political and civic backlash on this, but the expansion of the university is critical in terms of not only Derry, but the wider northwest region.
The perception has been that last week Stephen Furry very much went on a solo run. Does he now accept that perhaps he was a bit previous, so to speak, and that he may live to regret the remarks he made?
Well, I think it's clear, as I said, there's financial constraints and we're all mindful of that. However, I mean, I don't think that it was appropriate for the minister to simply practice microphone diplomacy and make a unilateral statement last week, which very much impacted negatively on the people of this city and the wider region. It wasn't appropriate. I think the place for issues that would be anyway contentious to be debated out should have been at the executive table, not through local media. So I think it was completely inappropriate the way he handled that. And I do think that the minister perhaps didn't envisage the very consensual and lobby and frustration that came out of the city. So, you know, hopefully he has listened. Hopefully we can move on to the next stage. The needs analysis for McGee will be with him within the week, and the full business case will be with him in October. We're mindful of the constraints, but we want to be just given the space to make the robust case for what is a vital regeneration project.